Today's Amud is Yevamos Memvav Amud Beis. We're holding on Memvav Amud Aleph, about 9 lines in the bottom, by the words Tanu Rabbanan. So today starts Batsam a series of sugyas that deal with the halachas of Geirus. Halachas of Geirus finds itself in Maseches Yevamos. Now it's interesting that in the Torah we don't really find anywhere, at least not Lehedya, that the Torah tells us how one becomes a ger. The concept of a ger is mentioned in the Torah. It's mentioned many times, tens of times in the Torah. It discusses the concept of a ger. So obviously we know there is such a thing as a guy becoming a Jew. There is such a thing as a ger. But nowhere in the Torah does it tell us the steps required for a guy to become a Jew. Does it tell us the steps of gerus, the gerus process? So the Gemara in Maseches Krisis and Daf Tesem and Aleph darshins from a pasuk that the way a person becomes a ger, even though it's not lahedi in the Torah, they learn it from a drasha. Chazal learned from a drasha that it's just like Klal Yisrael's process, which is also really in Yonid Yoyima, the process of Klal Yisrael from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, which is when we became an Am, when we became a nation, when we became the Klal Yisrael. That's the process that the ger, that a guy has to take when he wants to convert, when he wants to become a Jew. So what is that process? The Gemara discusses 3 steps. Really, there's a 4th, but the Gemara discusses 3 steps. And the 3 steps the Gemara discusses is, number 1 is Mila. Mila, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, everybody got a bris Mila. So that's step number 1. Step number 2 is Tfila. They have to go to the mikvah. Like we find by Matan Torah, the Klal Yisrael went to the mikvah. We'll have a Memvav Mabiz. The Klal Yisrael goes to the mikvah before Matan Torah. And number 3 is also during that time, getting ready for Matan Torah. So Klal Yisrael brought a karbon. There's technically a 4th step. There's Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs is also ma'akev, but that's not discussed lahedya, at least in the Gemara. That we'll see. The idea is it comes up in our sugyos, a memzayin. But those are the, besides Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the practical steps that a ger has to take to become a ger is mila, tefila, and karban. So nowadays we don't have a base of mikdash yet. We don't bring karbanes nowadays, even if theoretically we could. And so the question is that l'chayr, you can't have a ger. L'chayr, nowadays, it's not possible gerus. If the gerus process requires mila, tefila, and karbon, so if nowadays we don't have karbonos, so then how do you ever have a ger? So the Gemara darshins from Apostolic L'derei Seichem that it's always going to be shayach gerus, which means even nowadays, even when we don't have a beis hamikdash, it's still shayach gerus. How could it be if one of the parts of the process is a karbon? The answer is, says the Gemara, it must be that the karbon's not ma'akev. Mamela nowadays is really just 2 steps. There's mila and tefila. Again, there's the 3rd step of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but other than that, it's just mila and tefila. So our sugya starts off by discussing which parts of that process is ma'akev. Mila, would mila work by itself? Would tefila work by itself? Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that ger shamal v'loy taval, let's say you have a ger, who he does a mila l'shem gerus, he does a mila, he's mekabel mitzvahs, he's mekabel to be a yid, v'loy taval, but he did not go to the mikvah. So the halacha is Rabbi Eliezer, ayimer hareza ger, Rabbi Eliezer says that still works, and the person, the guy, becomes a Jew, he becomes a ger, even though all he did was mila without tefila, that would work, that would suffice by itself. And as Raya is that we find that Aveisenu, they did Mila, they did not do Tfila. Now we're going to see, Aveisenu did Tfila, they did do Tfila. But that's what Rabbi Eliezer Shita was, Tfila is not Lahedian, the Psukim. He said, Aveisenu only did Mila, they didn't do Tfila, so it must be that the person could become a ger even through just the Mila. Rabbi Yeshua, Tava Vulaimal, let's say a person did the opposite, he was Tava, he went to the mikvah l'shem geirus, but he didn't do a bris mila. So Rabbi Yeshua, Imer Harez Ager, Rabbi Yeshua says that such a person is considered a ger. That would be considered a good geirus, even though all he did was tefillah. Now it's clear from the Hemshech of the Gemara that these 2 shitas are mutually exclusive. Rabbi Eliezer holds Mal Vulaitava works, but not Tava Vulaimal. And Rabbi Yeshua holds Tava Vulaimal is okay, that would work, but Mal v'lei tava would not work. But al kapanim tava v'lei mal, so that Rabbi Yeshua says works. If a ger is tava v'lei mal, he goes to the mikvah, but he doesn't do bris mila, that works. What's Rabbi Yeshua's makar? Hareza ger, shekei matzinu b'imahais, shetavlu v'lei malu. Because we find that by the imahais, It's not shaykh by them a bris milah because they're women. So you see that they were able to become Jewish ladies through tefillah alone, even without a milah. And so just like they were able to become Jewish through just going to the mikvah, so too any ger could become Jewish through just going to the mikvah, even without doing a milah. The chachamim are chaylik on both, and they say that tavo v'leimav, mav v'leitaval, ein ger ach yimo v'yitvol. They say no, if a person only did one of the steps of the process, he just went to the mikvah, or he just did a bris milah, he is not considered a ger. A person is not considered a ger ach yimo v'yitvol until he does both milah and tefillah. Now, says the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Nelef Me Avais, ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua, why doesn't he learn from the Avais that they became Jewish, they became Yidden through just Milah, even without Tefillah? When they left Mitzrayim, they did Milah, and it doesn't say anywhere that they did Tefillah. So says the Gemara, and also ask the Gemara, that Rabbi Eliezer, Nami Nelef Me Imahis, and why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer learn from the Imahis that a person could become a Yid through just tefillah, even without milah? So it's a two-part question. Why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say like Rabbi Eliezer? And why isn't Rabbi Eliezer made that to Rabbi Yeshua? So first the Gemara discusses the second question. So why isn't Rabbi Eliezer made it to Rabbi Yeshua that we should learn out from the Imahis that a person could become a Yid through just tefillah, even without milah? So says the Gemara, v'chi teima ain't done in Efsher Mishi Efsher. Maybe you'll answer that Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that you can't learn from the Imahis because by the Imahis, it's not Shayach Mila. It's not Shayach Mila because they don't have a Makai Mila. So Mamela, you can't learn from the fact that the Imahis became Yidden through just Tefillah, that so too a man can become a Yid through just Tefillah. Maybe that's what you'll say, that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that ain't done in Efsher Mishi'i Efsher. You can't learn out of the situation where it's passable otherwise. It's possible to do a Mila from the Imahis where it's Efsher, where it was impassable for them to do a Bris Mila. But says the Gemara, that's not true. I know that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that gun in Efsher Mishi'i Efsher. It's that you could make a limud of something which is Efsher from something which is Efsher. V'atani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Aimer Minayin LePesach Dairah is Shein Ba Ela Minachulin. How do I know that in general, anytime a person, and for when he wants to bring his Karban Pesach, so he has to bring it from money which is chulin. He can't use money which is meiser to bring his Karban Pesach. He has to dafka use money which is chulin. So we learn out of Limo that Emer Pesach b'Mitzrayim v'Emer Pesach b'Dairis. It says Pesach when it comes to the Karban Pesach that Klai So brought when they were leaving Mitzrayim. And it says Pesach by the Pesach that Klai So brings in all future generations. So Ma Pesach Amar b'Mitzrayim ein ba'el menachulin, just like the Karban Pesach by Yitzias Mitzrayim. It came dafka from money which was chulin. How do we know that? Because there was no such thing as meiser at that time. We didn't yet get the Torah. There was no such thing as meiser. So since just like that Karban Pesach was dafka brah from chulin, so af Pesach amar l'dayra yisein ba elam min achulin. So says Rabbi Eliezer, we can learn from there that so too every Karban Pesach that Klal Yisrael brings in all future generations, so it has to be brought from money which is chul, and it can't be brought from money which is meiser. However, Amar Le Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, v'chidan in Efsher Mishi Efsher, could you really learn out Efsher, which is the Pesach Dairis, where it's possible to bring it from Mois Meiser, because there is such a thing as Meiser, from the Pesach Mitzrayim, which there was no Mois Meiser, could you dan Efsher, Mishi Efsher? And Amar Lein, Rabbi Eliezer responded, that Afal Pishi Efsher, Rai Gedoyli, even Nilman Emena, that yes, you could, and even though it's Efsher, even though by the Pesach Mitzrayim it was Efsher to bring it from Mois Meiser, it doesn't matter, the Meiser, it's still a Rai Gedoyli, you can learn out from there to the Pesach Dairis, that just like over there was Ma'ischulen, so to the Pesach Dairis is Ma'ischulen. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer Shita in Shas is that done in Efsher Mishi Efsher. So once we prove that that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, so now we really, so now we're stuck. Now we're trying to understand why wouldn't Rabbi Eliezer agree to Rabbi Yeshua? L'chayri, he should agree to Rabbi Yeshua. And he should say that we should learn from the Imahis that just like the Imahis were able to become Gerim through just Tefillah without Milah, so to anyone could become a Ger. Even a man could become a Ger through Tefillah even without Milah. So it says the Gemara that Eina Chanami. Ella betava v'loy mal kuliyamu loy pligi de mahani. Everybody agrees, in a Hanami, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that when it comes to a person, a ger, who's tava v'loy mal, so that would work, because we can learn out from the imahis that a person could become a yid through just tvila, even without mila. Ki pligi b'mal v'loy taval. The machlaikas was specifically about a ger who just does mila and does not do tvila. Rabbi Eliezer yalof me avos. Rabbi Eliezer says, learn from avos, learn from when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, where they did Mila, and they did not do Tefillah, that you see a person can become a Ger through just Mila, even without Tefillah. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, Ba'ava Isnami Tefillah Hava, Rabbi Yeshua says that no, you got it all wrong. It might not be Lahedi in the Psukim, but really, our Ava Seinu, we did Tefillah during that process leading up to Matan Torah. We did Mila when we left Mitzrayim, and we also did Tefillah right before Matan Torah. Minale, where does Rabbi Yeshua know it from? Ilema Midechsev, maybe you'll say it's from that which it says by Matan Torah. It says, Leicha La'am V'kidashta Hayoy Mumacha V'chim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael to get yourselves ready for Matan Torah, v'chibsu sim leisam, and they should wash their clothing. And we should darshan from there, that maybe you'll say that we should darshan from there, that umah b'makayim she'ein ton kibus ton tefillah, if in situations where you do not need kibus, you still require tefillah, which Rashi says refers to a balkari. A balkari, we don't find that he needs to wash his clothing, yet he does need to go to the mikvah. So if you find that when there's no requirement for kibbutz, there's still a requirement for tefillah, so makom shetan kibbutz, if by Matan Torah Hashem told Klal Yisrael to wash their clothing, so ein oidin shetan tefillah, so of course there's a requirement for tefillah as well. So then maybe you'll say that that's the makar for tefillah by Matan Torah, but it's not true. V'dilma nikiyas ba'alma, maybe Hashem wasn't saying like a din kibbutz and a mamela, there's also a din tefillah. Hashem was just saying you should be clean, make sure to take showers before Matan Torah, so that you can't bring a raya from there that there was tefillah before Matan Torah. Says the Gemara Ela Mehacha, this is Rabbi Yeshua's makar that there was tefillah before Matan Torah, because the pasuk says Vayikach Moshe es Adam v'yizroik ala'am. It says that Klal Yisrael got sprinkled before Matan Torah. Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam from the carbon that we said, like we said before, Klal Yisrael brought the carbon before Matan Torah, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu took from the dam and he sprinkled it on Klal Yisrael. Now, Ugamiri, we have a Misaira, Dein Hazah Beloit Tefillah. There's no such thing as a Din Hazah in the Torah, where there's no requirement for Tefillah as well. Mamela, if we see that by Matan Torah there was Hazah, so then Mamela, there was also Tefillah, so that's Rabbi Yeshua's Makar that there was Tefillah. So Rabbi Eliezer learns from Avi Seinu that you only need Mila, you do not need Tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua's Kaifer Bakal, he says it's not true. Avi Seinu required Tefillah as well. It's not Lahedi in the Psukim. It only talks about Hazah, but anytime there's Hazah, so included in that is also Tefillah. So Mamela, Avi Seinu did Mila and Tefillah, and therefore a Ger cannot become a Ger through Mila alone. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua tefillah be'imahis minalan. Where does Rabbi Yeshua know that the imahis, meaning imahisenu, how do you know that after Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the women, that they went to the mikvah l'shem geirus? So Taisa says, what do you mean? If they did hazas, and then there was tefillah. So Taisa says, at least in one of the terutzim, that assuming that there was no hazah by the women, the hazah was only by the men, so how do we know that there was tefillah by the women? How do we know that they went to the mikvah? Says the Gemara, Svaruhu, it's obvious that that's what happened. De'im came, b'ma nichnesu tachas kanfei ashchina. It's posher to the Gemara, it's a svaru de'araisihi, that it has to be that a person does something to become a yid, and if by imaisenu it's not shayach mila, so it must be they did the other step, they did the tefillah. Otherwise, what did they do to become yid? And it doesn't make sense that they wouldn't have done anything. So it must be that there's tefillah. So that's the makar that there's tefillah. The Melas, Rabbi Yeshua says, a person could become a ger through just tefillah, like imaisenu. Or if you do mila, but then you have to do mila and also tefillah, but mila itself would not work because we don't find that anyone ever became Jewish through just mila without tefillah. Aveisenu did mila and they also did tefillah. And again, the Chachamim are chaylik on both shitas. The Chachamim are chaylik on Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And the Chachamim say that ein a ger ad sheyimo v'yitvo. That there's no such thing as becoming a ger without mila and tefillah. You need both. Both are ma'akev. And says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that lo'aylam ein a ger ad sheyimo v'yitvo. That's takin a halacha. The halacha is like the Chachamim. who say that a person does not cannot become a ger until he does both steps of the process. Mav le'tava kiilu le'mal is the expression that's used. That mav le'tava kiilu le'mal, if a ger just does mila and does not do tefila, it's as if he wasn't mal. And if he was tava v'le'mal, it's kiilu he's ain't a ger klali. He needs to have mamish both. He needs to have mila and tefila. Now says the Gemara, so that we have Rabbi Yechanan now paskening like the Chachamim, ask the Gemara, why do we need Rabbi Yechanan to issue this psak? Pshita, l'chayr it's pasha that that's going to be the halacha, because yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim, always the halacha follows the rabim. So says, so why would I need Rabbi Yechanan to tell us that the halacha follows the Chachamim? So says the Gemara, because over here the Chachamim are not really a rabim. Man Chachamim Rabbi Yaisi. Even though the expression in the Braisa uses Chachamim, really it's referring to the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi. How do we know that it's the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi? Netanya, because we learned in the Braisa that this is Rabbi Yaisi Shita, that you need both. We learned in the Braisa, Hare Sheba V'Amar Malti V'Lei Tavalti, a guy, a person who we know was a guy, he comes and he says that I did a Mila, but I did not do Tefila. So do we believe him that he did a Mila? Do we have to look into it? Maybe it wasn't really a valid Mila. Maybe it didn't have Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It wasn't with Beis Din. How much do we have to investigate it? He says Malti, but they didn't go to the mikvah. Do we allow him to just go to the mikvah? So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, that Matvilan Aisai Uma Bekach Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, just let him go to the mikvah and who cares? So what does it mean and who cares? Because anyways, Rabbi Yehuda's coming to say that anyways, Tfila itself works. So who cares about what happened with the Mila? There's no need to investigate it and to see what exactly went down, because anyways, Tfila works by itself. So therefore, Matbilu Naisei, we allow him to go to the mikvah. And Umabakach, we don't care about the Mila, because anyways, Tavav Leimal is a good Geiris. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi, Oimer, Rabbi Yaisi is Chaylik, and he says that Ematbilin, that we can't just let him go to the mikvah, we need to find out what happened with the Mila. Because Rabbi Yaisi Shita is that you need Mila and Tfila, you need both. So says the Gemara, another, now, nafkamina, besides the etzem halacha, what nafkamina is, what does it need, what's required of a guy to convert, another nafkamina, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, is that lefichach, because we have this machlaikis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tefila works by itself to become a ger, whereas according to Rabbi Yaisi, you need mila and you also need tefila, so memela matbilin ger b'shabes divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need both steps of the process. You just need mila or tefila. You just need one of the steps. Memela matbilin ger b'shabes divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have a ger who already did his mila, so already he's a ger. He doesn't really need to do the mikvah. You have one step of the process works by itself. Memela, we could do a tefilas ger on Shabbos. Meaning that normally the problem with the tefilas ger would be that it's near a kemesake. Right? You can't tevil a kli on Shabbos because one of the 39 malachis is makabe patish, is you're not allowed to give a finishing blow to something. And when a kli goes into the mikvah and you tevil it, so it looks like it's near a kemesake. It looks like you're being mesaking it. So now by a person, normally we don't have a concept of nira kemisakin. A person is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The reason is because it's nira kemekar. It's not nira kemisakin. It looks like he's just going to cool himself off in the water. So by a person, ordinarily speaking, we don't have a gzeira of nira kemisakin. However, Taisus over here points out that when it comes to tefilas ger, so then there is a nira kemisakin. What happened to nira kemekar? It looks like he's just cooling off. By a ger, it's not nira kemekar, because by a ger, you need the Beis Din to be there, you need to have Haidas mitzvahs, he needs to be Mekabel the mitzvahs. It doesn't look like you're just going to cool off. It's clear that he's coming to change his essence. So since he's coming to change his essence, that would already be a Nirik Misakin. That already seems like he's being Misakin himself. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that since we don't need this tefillah, because Me'etzem, one step of the process works, and he already did the Mila, so since we don't really need the tefillah is not really necessary for him to convert it, he already is a ger, Me'mela matbilin ger b'shabes divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no problem of Nirik Misakin, because through the Mila itself, he already became a ger. So Memela, we could have him go to the mikvah even on Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi Aymer ain't Matbilan. Rabbi Yaisi, who says that we need both steps of the process, we need Mila and Tfila, so he's gonna say that in such a case, we do not allow him to go to the mikvah, because it's Nirik Misakin. So, says the Gemara now, that Amar Mar, we just said that there was a second nafkamina. A second nafkamina, and whether you only need one step of the process, or both steps, is that lefichach matbilin ger b'shabes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yaisi says not. Ask the Gemara Pshita, this is obvious, according to Rabbi Yehuda, being that one step of the process is enough, so of course he could go to the mikvah. He already did his milah, so Pshita he could go to the mikvah. Why not? So says the Gemara, Kevin Dam Rav Yehuda Bechad Esagia, so Heicha Demal Lefaneinu Matbilin, Mai Lefichach. Says the Gemara, the Gemara is explaining the Pshita. It's Pashat he could go to the Mikvah on Shabbos. Kevin Dam Rav Yehuda Bechad Esagia, once Rav Yehuda already told us in the Reisha of the Reisha, that you only need one step of the process, he said if a Ger comes and he says Malti, so then we allow him to go to the Mikvah, because anyways, Tefillah itself would work, so you see one step of the process is enough. So heicha d'mal lefaneinu. So once he does mila in front of us, so then matbilin. So then of course he could go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Mai lefichach. Why does the Braisa feel the need to say this lefichach? L'chayre it's pashut. So says the Gemara, because ma'u detema, if you just would have had the reisha of the Braisa, you could have thought to say that l'Rabbi Yehuda tefila ikar. It's not the pshat that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one step of the process is enough. You could have thought that tefila is enough. Not any one step, dafka tefila. Tefila is the ikar. So if you have a ger that says malti v'lei tavalti, he did mila but he did not do tefila, we don't care about his mila. Have him go to the mikvah, and that's good enough, because anyways, tefila itself works. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? I could have thought because tefillah works, not because one step of the process works. I could have thought the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is that tefillah works. Tefillah b'Shabbos loy, and mameila, and we would not allow a ger to do tefillah on Shabbos because that's the ikar of the gerus, the kamisakin gavra. It's near a kamisakin kamash malah, and that's why you have the sefer the brisa. The Rabbi Yehuda ayha ayha bai. That's not the pshat that according to Rabbi Yehuda tefillah is the ikar. It's that you only need one step of the process. Mameila, if you have a ger that did mila, so then we're allowed. We're allowed to have him do the tefillah on Shabbos because it's not near a kemisakin since he already did the milah. The Braisa then said that Rabbi Yaisi Aymer ain matbilan. That according to Rabbi Yaisi, who says that you need both steps of the process, so Rabbi Yaisi says that he can't go to the mikvah, he's not allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara the same kasha. Now, Luchayre Pshita, Luchayre, it's obvious he cannot go to the mikvah. The cave madam, Rabbi Yaisi tarti beina, and since Rabbi Yaisi already told us that he needs both steps of the process, which is why if a ger says malti v'lei tavalti, we're not just matbilan oisa, we don't just allow him to go to the mikvah, we have to find out what happened with the mila, so tikkuni gavra b'shabbos loy misakninon. So of course we're not going to allow him to go to the mikvah because it's near a kemisakin. Says the Gemara, similar teretz. The ma'u detema, I would have thought to say if I just had the reisha that Rabbi Yaisi says we don't do tefillah to a ger so quickly just because he says malti, we need to check into it. I could have thought that Rabbi Yaisi mila ikar. It's not the pshat because you need both steps of the process. It's that mila is the ikar. So we don't want to throw anyone off by just doing tefila, and people are going to think he's a ger because we need to know what happened with the mila because the mila is the ikar. You don't need both steps of the process. You just need mila. V'hasamu d'ulay havai mila b'faneinu. And it's in that case where the mila wasn't in front of us, so that's why we can't just allow him to go to the mikvah. Aval heicha d'havya mila b'faneinu. But in a case where he already did the mila in front of us, so we know he had a kasher amila, so ema litvul zebishabso. So maybe we should allow him to go to the mikvah on Shabbos because anyways he's already a full gair. He already did the mila. Kamash malan. That's why I have the seifa. The Rabbi Yaisi tarti bai. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's not just enough mila. You actually need both steps of the process. You need the whole thing. You need mila and tefila. Al kapanim, the reason why we mentioned this is because that's the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi that the chachamim that we quoted before in the Braisa that the chachamim say you need mila and tefila. That chachamim is really this sheet of Rabbi Yaisi. It's this sheet of Rabbi Yaisi who says that you need both, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says that the halacha follows Rabbi Yaisi. Now, Amar Rabba says Rabba that of the Hava Bei Rabbi Chiya Bar Rabbi, that there was a story that happened by the yeshiva of Rabbi Chiya Bar Rabbi. Now, Rav Yosef Masni Rav Aisha Bar Rabbi, he taught that it was by Rav Aisha Bar Rabbi, meaning also by Rav Aisha Bar Rabbi. He was also there. And Rav Safra Masni Rav Aisha Bar Chiya, that there was a third gadol who was there. It was Rav Aisha Bar Chiya. Now, in this, what happened? You had these three gadolim that were there. The Asa Lekamei Ger Shama. There was a ger that came in front of him, in front of them, really. It was these three gedolim. And the ger was mal v'loy taval. He did not yet go to the mikvah. And amrulei, and they said to him, that shehei kan, that they told the ger that you should wait over here, ad l'machar, it was Shabbos. So they said that you should wait over here, or it was nighttime rather. So they said you should wait over here, ad l'machar, until tomorrow morning. And then, v'nat v'linach, and then we could do taival you, but you can't do it right now. It's nighttime. Wait till tomorrow morning. So says the Gemara that Shema Mina Tlas. You see from this story three things. Number one, Shema Mina Ger Tzaruch Shleisha. You see from the fact that they were careful to make it that there were three gedolim there. So you see that a ger needs to do his gerus in front of a bezdin. It requires three people. You see, even though the ger did the mila, his gerus is not valid until he also goes to the mikvah. And you see that we do not do the tefillah at night. You have to wait until the next morning. Those are three things you see from this story. Now ask the Gemara, v'neima Shema Mina Nami, why don't we say that there's a fourth thing? That Shema Mina Nami be'inun mumchen. That not only do you need three people, but you need three gedolim. It needs to be a bezdin of mumchen. It needs to be special gedolim. Says the Gemara, because that's not something you could really learn from this story. Dilma di kalu. Maybe that's just the way it happened to have been. It happened to have been in front of three gedolim. But not that it needed to be three gedolim. That was just ma'isa shaya kachaya. It does need to be in front of three people, but not necessarily three gedolim. Now, one of the things we said is that we do not do the tefillah at night. So what's the makar for that? Amrav Chiya bar Abba, Amrav Yechanan, Ger Tzaruch, or not at nighttime, that it needs to be in front of three people. So what's the makar that it needs to be in front of three people? Amrav Chiya bar Abba, Amrav Yechanan, Ger Tzaruch Shleisha, because Mishpat Ksivbe. It says by Geiris Mishpat, we learn it from there that it has to be like Dinim, it has to be like Dine Mishpat, just like a Mishpat it means a Bezdin. So to Geirus requires a Bezdin. So we'll hold it here just to mention an interesting Shaila. This halacha that we've been discussing in this Amud about Mal V'loy Taval, Filah Chachamim, Lefi Rabbi Yaisi, which is the Psak, Rabbi Yechlin tells us that's the halacha L'maisa, is that a person cannot become a Geir without doing both Mila and Filah. So this was actually the subject of a big, big controversy that occurred in Yerushalayim about 150 years ago. It was a big controversy that came up. What happened was, basically, is that there was a ger who came to Yerushalayim and he did his mila, but he did not yet do the tefillah. The halacha is, we're going to see later, that in order to do the tefillah, we wait for the ger's mila to be healed. We wait for the mila to heal because it's dangerous for him to go into the water and to do tefillah until his mila heals. Now, typically, it's not a problem. We do, especially if you do the mila earlier in the week. And when by the time Shabbos comes around, he's healed and he could go to the mikvah before Shabbos. So he's not going to be in a state of mal v'loy taval for very long. However, by this particular case, he did his mila, I believe it was on a Tuesday, and by Shabbos, he still was not healed. He wasn't yet healed. So by Shabbos, when Shabbos was coming in, he was in this state of mal v'loy taval. Now, mal v'loy taval is kilu loy mal. That's what we have in our sugya. So what happened was, is that it would seem like this ger is not really a ger. He's still a guy. Now, a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. A guy shavas is chayiv misa. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Rumors had that were going around that this guy, this ger, was really planning on keeping Shabbos that week. Batsam, he had a heter, a mir l'nachri, to do certain things for him for refuah purposes, and he wasn't going to do it because he wanted to be makpid, he wanted to make sure to keep his first Shabbos properly, and word got out that this ger was planning on keeping Shabbos. Now the Rav of Yerushalayim at the time, at least the Ashkenazi Rav, was Rav Shmuel Salant, and he was out of town at the time. There was someone who was filling in for his spot. It was Rav Lemel, Rasha Lemel. He was filling in for him, and when Rav Lemel found out about this, so Rav Lemel issued a psak. He said it was coming from the Bezdin, which wasn't exactly necessarily the case. It wasn't really discussed by the Bezdin, but it was something that Rav Lemel held, that he held that this ger is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Ger mal v'loy taval, skilu loy mal. He's a guy. Guy shavas is chayiv misa. And so he paskined that the ger is mechuyev to break Shabbos. He's mechuyev to be mechal Shabbos. He sent out a shliach. The shliach went to the ger and told him that you have a tzivoy to break Shabbos. And the ger started to cry. He said, what do you mean break Shabbos? This is my first Shabbos. You're going to tell me to break Shabbos? And he said, what am I supposed to tell you? This was the psak of the Bezdin. So that's really the part that wasn't necessarily true. It wasn't the psak of the Bezdin, it was the psak of Rav Lemuel. He said that he asked to be Machal Shabbos, and Lemaisa, he told, he really coerced the ger into realizing that this is coming from the Bezdin, and he has a chiyuv to be Machal Shabbos. And Kamani forced him, that Leil Shabbos, to write down his name. So he was Ivra on the Malacha of Kaisev, and he was Machal Shabbos. Word got out the next morning, and a big controversy broke out. Some wanted to even put Rav Lemuel to Chayrim. Now Rav Lemuel was a big tzaddik. He was replacing Rav Shmuel Misalan. So obviously he wasn't just a nobody. But that was the p'tak he held, which happens to make a lot of sense. Mavlai tavas kilu leimau. A guy should Shabbos is chayiv misa. So of course he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Lamaisa, many of the rabbanim were very upset. They said it's already an old minhag that even a ger was in the state of mavlai tava, we allow him to keep Shabbos. Bez Hashem, it's a long story. Well, in the Raisa Halacha, at the end of the week, we'll speak about more of the details of this controversy.